Welcome to Women Wake Up, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, I'm highlighting the remarkable, incredible, powerful Libra full moon lunar eclipse that is happening today, the day this episode is released, which is Monday, March 25th. We have already entered into eclipse season, and this is one of the first big peaks, followed by the lunar eclipse on April 8th. I wanted to get into some of the themes of this moon and hopefully offer you some tips and suggestions for how to celebrate this moon and how to harness the energies that are really heightened and some of the underlying meanings that are really coming through for it. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. And this episode is being released on Monday, March 25th. And therefore, this episode is all about the big old Libra full moon lunar eclipse that is occurring today, that's coming out into the sky this evening, this beautiful, bold, balanced moon of Libra. And I want to talk about it, and I want to highlight it because, as I spoke of in recent episodes, we're entering into a very powerful time between eclipse season, between the Mercury retrograde that starts on the 1st. This year is already really churning a lot of energy. It wants us to move forward. It wants us to progress in our dreams. Yet so often, in order to progress, we have to let go of not only some of the situational things that are holding us back, but some of the mental patterns and mental concepts we have. And that's actually a big theme of this specific full moon happening today, because it trines Pluto at 1 degree. Don't ask me what that means. I just know that it does because I've read several sources and it keeps pointing to that. I am not a professional astrologer. I don't know all the ins and outs of all the astrological concepts. I strongly recommend a few different channels. One is Molly McCord, is a fabulous astrologer. Another is a dear friend of mine, the Galactic Ambassador on YouTube. Stacy Dredd, she's my buddy from Bend, Oregon. Those are two suggestions. There's a lot of them out there, though. If you just Google on or search on YouTube for people who are speaking about the full moon, the eclipses, you'll probably find a very knowledgeable astrologer, which is not me. But I will say I do understand Pluto. And Pluto combined with Libra is interesting because Pluto is the underworld, right? Pluto is very much tied to the moon because the moon can often be things that are hidden in the shadows and doing shadow work. And Pluto specifically is having to go and look at the darker parts of ourselves and even parts of our lives that we would rather forget, that we don't want to look at. And combined with Libra, which is seeking to balance out situations, which is seeking to be honest and real with themselves about what's not working, what needs to be addressed, what's keeping us from having balance, right? So we can push to keep trying to make something happen, to keep trying to move past something, to change the way something is and feel like we're not making any progress. But what's really happening is that we're not seeing and addressing the one thing that's really going to set us free and enable us to see the change, the progress, the success that we want in life, in relationships, in love, in work, in our home, family, friendships, etc. So that's what's coming up. This moon is revealing also in regards to relationships, because Libra is really known as the relationship sign. It's a very significant sign for focusing on our relationships in our lives, very often romantic relationships. And so combined with that Pluto, trine Pluto in 1 degree, it's revealing what you most really want, but also fear in relationships. So often, and I know this well, We spend our whole lives wishing and dreaming like the little girl we were, sitting at the edge of our bed, staring out the window, maybe looking at the full moon, maybe looking for a shooting star. And we think, I can't wait to fall in love. I can't wait to have this success. I can't wait to live in all these places in the world. I can't wait to be this, that, or the other thing. And yet, sometimes the things we want are actually on the other side of something that we really fear. Let's talk about love, for example. It can be so easy to dream and fantasize about being in love and having a loving relationship. But what's the Libra perspective? What will Libra ever so directly, is that the right word? Ever so obnoxiously, maybe, remind you of is, hey, well, if you say you want love so much, then why don't you ever try to talk to somebody? Why do you tend to kind of cut off communication if somebody reaches out to you, if somebody's showing interest in you? Very often, people are more comfortable with living in the fantasy rather than taking the steps towards a realistic situation in life. And that can be in work, it can be attaining success, making our dreams come true. But again, let's focus on love. If we dream of having this amazing soulmate partnership, but we haven't even actually practiced it in terms of just trying to date, being open to meeting people, saying yes when people show interest in us. And it's not to say that we want to pursue something or act on something that we're not interested in, but there's a difference between shutting ourselves off to the thing we say we want and using discernment, right? If you got a lot of different offers, then pick the one that feels most exciting to you. But I know I've been there before, where you're just kind of trying to generate the energy, right? If you want to meet a soulmate, a soul partner, sometimes it's good to just put yourself out there, say yes more often, go to more events, do the things that will put you more in the energy and the environments that are more likely to include or to precipitate meeting a partner. So we can move out of the energy of fantasizing and move into the energy of reality, which is what Libra wants. Libra, although it's not an earth sign, it's actually an air sign, which more so we think of being in sort of like the air and the fantasy and the mental. But Libra wants to help you with pointing out, okay, you say you want this, but you do this, right? I know, for example, I have a friend whose boyfriend is a Libra, and she says she gets so mad sometimes because, you know, we all want to vent often to our significant other or our friends when something at work is frustrating or a situation with a friendship. And she says that whenever she comes to him, he always kind of plays the devil's advocate and is like, well, have you thought about this? Like, have you thought if that person really wasn't trying to be rude to you? They were just not understanding this other thing. And she's like, all right, can you just validate? Can you just agree with me, please, so I feel better? But what Libras tend to do is they like to see different angles, and they don't really like to blame. And that's one thing I've always really admired about Libras is not only do they not often blame others, and of course, this isn't a blanket statement. Astrology is just a tool. Zodiac signs are just a general way of expressing common tendencies that signs have. But Libras, to a large degree, tend to not blame others, but they also don't blame themselves. I have several Libra friends, and one of the things I am always in awe of is when things happen to them, they don't go into, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this happened to me. They don't tend to go into victim mode. They don't tend to go into crisis. They're just like, okay, all right, this happened. And now what? What can I do again to kind of balance this out? I have to deal with the situation. What can I do to address it? What can I do to move it forward? But they don't waste time in feeling sorry for themselves. And it always inspires me. So, with that said, the frustrating thing that might be revealed in this moon is what you most fear, want, and fear in relationships. So, again, maybe it's that you want a committed situation, but what is the subconscious fear? Because moons are all about the subconscious. This lunar eclipse full moon is even more powerful with the eclipse energy because it's heightened, right? It's eclipsing. To me, that's like it's enhancing the energy that already is there with a Libra full moon. So it's like, all right, now's the time. And again, compacted with this energy of 2024, which is like, this is go time. If not now, when? Right? If not now, when? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that every day this year. If not now, when? Because again, living in your fantasy. If you're always dreaming about the life you want to have, just dreaming, 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 but never taking the steps towards it, how can it ever happen? I speak often about the power of visualization, the power of fantasy to think about and to dream about and to conceive in your mind's eye what you want. Yet if we don't take the steps or actions towards it, it will not happen. What can happen is that you have this idea, this big idea in the sky, because the universe confirms this. It says, don't worry so much about how it comes together. Just do everything in your power towards it coming together. But don't be too specific about what the outcome looks like. Be more specific about what you want the energy to feel like. So yes, you can have a dream in mind, but be more concerned and more specific about the essence of the energy you want to be within. By this, I mean feeling completely safe and secure, feeling completely fulfilled and inspired and passionate in the work that you're doing, feeling completely excited and joyous about the places you get to be and the where you live. When you do that, when you know the essence, then make moves. Make the moves towards moving towards that energy. If we don't do anything, nothing at all, to move towards that, we won't get to that fruition place. We won't find ourselves in that manifested energy, in that manifested experience. But if we just make any kind of effort, even if it's not completely aligned with what you end up happening, because again, often the universe will give you something. The phrase goes, this or something better. But you have to put your intention and put action towards it, right? I want to use an example. It's kind of random, but it just shows how energy can work. Before I decided to become a therapist, I worked in sales. And I was an outside sales rep for a copier company called Rico. And it was a very challenging job. I was literally out there knocking on doors, going to all these offices downtown San Jose, California, trying to get people to buy copy machines from me. And you know, as a sales rep, you find various accounts that are like your big accounts and you put a lot of energy into them and you're hoping that, you know, you'll meet your quota for the month and that certain accounts will close. Well, one really interesting experience I had, which a lot of salespeople will speak to, is I had this one month where I was putting so much work and effort into this one account, hours and hours each week to give them the documents they wanted, and they wanted, you know, the breakdown and the proposals and all of that. I put it all together. And at the last minute, they're like, you know what? We're not going to do it this month. Like, thank you for all this. We'll keep it on hand, but we're not going to do it. And I felt so defeated. But then, no joke, an hour or just a little bit after they called me, somebody else called out of nowhere, an account I hadn't talked to in weeks, and was like, hey, we'd like to close on our proposal now. We want to sign paperwork. Can you come over? And I was jumping up and down. I think it was like two different accounts. So that's just an example of, it's not so much that you have to know exactly what you want. And in fact, you're not really supposed to, because the universe often gives you something so much better. Because let me give you another example and something that's important to consider. How many times in your life have you wanted something only to realize much later, maybe today, you can look back at something you wanted when you were 10, 20, 30, and you say, holy shit. Holy shit, I am so glad that I did not get that thing that I thought I wanted, because my goodness, that's nowhere near what I'd want anymore. That's nothing like what I've come to desire or to appreciate or to believe is of importance, of quality. So we remain less attached to the exact thing, but we put the energy towards moving into the essence and expression that we want to experience. This was all a long-winded, broader way of getting back to this point, that we can have an idea of what we want, but if the strongest energy present is fear, we will not get there. So this moon is asking us to do what's hard and to look at what we're most afraid of, because what we're most afraid of is often just underneath, right? The underbelly, the shadows, it's right underneath what we say we want, and it's holding us back. Okay, some other themes for this moon. Also, I just want to put out there that, as I always speak to, one of my favorite things to do during the full moon, get outside, go for a moonwalk, go dance under the full moon. One of my clients does a fire pit. She has an awesome fire pit where she's living, and she goes out and sits at the fire pit during a full moon. Do that. I love that. Go in a hot tub. Oh, when I lived in Bend, Oregon, the first 5 months I was there, I lived in a place that had a hot tub. Oh my gosh. Sitting in a hot tub under the full moon is literally heaven. It was so awesome. Do things that can keep you outside, which mostly involves being close to or within a warm substance or energy. But spend some time outside. Soak up that moon and allow it. Also, you can talk to it. You can talk to the moon. My friend told me that he did this for a long time. My friend actually was in the military. He was in the Marine Corps, and he said that while he was there, every single night, as a source of whether it was comfort or companionship, he just found himself speaking to the moon, and he would say, "Hello, good evening, or how are you?" And okay, I'll see you tomorrow. It was kind of comforting because it was a consistent thing. The moon is pretty reliable, so you can talk to the moon too. It's listening. It's just waiting for you to talk to it. And you can share with it. And if you're confused, if you don't know what your fear is, maybe while you're on that moonwalk, just say, "I know that I really want to gain more success, to have more abundance. I'm ready to move on to the next phase in my life where I can maybe buy my own home or move to a new place. But it's not coming. So I'm wondering if you could guide me. I'm wondering if you could give me some inspiration, maybe in my sleep tonight, maybe in the coming weeks, maybe during this eclipse, about what it is that is really holding me back because I just can't seem to feel into it or understand it myself." Because all of us have that, right? All of us, no matter how evolved we are or how far into our spiritual journey, many of us still don't always know what wounding still needs to be tended to, what fears are still holding us back. So you can talk to the moon. All right, let's get into some more fun stuff, which is what's also happening during this moon and beyond through the eclipse season, is deeper revelations are coming to light that there might be something that you're meant to believe or trust, something related to your ascension, something about yourself, a higher capability, a higher gift, a higher knowledge or knowing or wisdom is going to be revealed, maybe ever so slightly, maybe in your dreams. There's going to be new, fresh energy coming through that's really inspiring that you're suddenly going to see differently and say, "Oh," and you're going to be able to recognize it and accept it as, "Oh, wow, this is actually something that I can work with and incorporate, and it may actually be a big part of my life going forward." That's the energy of this year and the eclipse season that's happening. So, keeping yourself open to that and maybe open yourself to seeing something in yourself in a whole new light, something growing in you from your heart center, something deep in your soul. That is finally budding, that's finally coming forward, and you feel, "Oh my goodness, okay, wow, I might actually be able to do something with this." Libra is also a powerful energy for showing you what's ready to evolve, and that something is you, and this moon is going to illuminate that. You might find bigger, stronger partnerships with your soul. So, not just romantic or friendships. You might find yourself more connected to your soul, to your higher self, to divinity. That's what this is all about. That's really the name of the game. The greatest accomplishments, the greatest powers that we can offer and bring to the world comes when we are truly working in union with our souls. And there's something about this moon. Because of the Libra energy of partnership and the Pluto, which might be we that might be our fear, is we don't want to know our own power. We don't want to think about just how infinite and big our soul's capacity, our heart capacity is. But something about this moon allows us to do that without fear, because it's just what is. It's just what is. So there's nothing to be afraid of. There comes a time in our life where we realize the things that we were so afraid of, there was nothing to be afraid of. There was nothing there. There was nothing that could truly scare us. It just felt unknown. I want to give another little example of that. I've spoken often about the book's Conversations with God that I love so much. This book series, it's a channeling series. I think that they are so fantastic. I recommend them to anybody. And it's a 9-book series. And the first one is called Conversations with God. And there's two, three, four, and then there's Awaken the Species, and on and on and on. Anyways, his most recent one, I think, was actually Awaken the Species. But back in 2017 is when I first discovered those books, and I ate them up like crazy. I went through all of them in like that year, even though I reread the first one so many times because it's just so poignant. But I got to this point where I was at the very last book, the most recent one that he actually wrote in 2017. So it was like the end of 2017, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to read it. But I was afraid for some reason. I ordered the book and I literally, you guys, I couldn't open it. I was too afraid. I don't know what I was afraid of. I was afraid that it was going to say something that broke open my understanding of reality, because that's how powerful those books are. And everybody on their spiritual journey knows that feeling where you get these new understandings, this awakening, right? And as we awaken, we're no longer in the state we were before, right? If sleep is a state, we awaken to a new state, and it can be jarring, it can be uncomfortable at times. So I didn't want to open the book because I was afraid it was going to say something that, made me want to run off, into the woods and break free from society and realize nothing's real and all of that. And but it wasn't. I had nothing to be afraid of. All it had w was more gentle, beautiful information, just like all the other books. So again, that's what I feel like this moon is really about, is opening, cracking something open that you haven't been wanting to look at, that you might have some fear around, and showing you that there is never anything to fear. And when you finally move through that fear and you become fearless, then you're unstoppable in terms of allowing your light and your essence to come through and be what it was always meant to be in this experience. So overall, my biggest message for this moon is that it's really about opening yourself and sitting in that intuition and wisdom. I'm having the vision of like when people are doing all those cold plunges right now. It's like just allowing yourself to just get over the fear and just jump in, right? If you've ever gone to the ocean in January and you're like, I'm just gonna fucking do it. You jump in, you're like, whoa, crazy, refreshing, but just do it. This moon, I feel like, is gentler than that, but you get the idea, right? It's like, all right, it's now or never. If not now, when? I'm a little bit scared. I don't know what's on the other side of this, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to jump in to the unknown. I'm ready to let the parts of myself die off to enable myself to sh move into a greater consciousness. Because again, sort of like me being afraid of that book, the only thing we're afraid of is gaining the greater, higher understanding of what truly is. As we evolve in our consciousness, we're just moving towards what we already inherently know and are aware of, but in our human experience, we don't think we do. We don't think we have access to that. We don't think that we understand it. So it's like delaying the inevitable. It's denying the inevitable when we say, no, I just want to stay in this small little concept of what life is and who I am. And yes, move at your own pace, gently and slowly. We don't want to take on too much at once, but just kind of allowing yourself to embrace and to trust the free fall, to trust the free fall, to trust the experience of your greater self. And moving into that. All right, everybody. So, a very happy full moon to you. I hope you go out and have a blast. If you're listening to this after Monday the 25th, guess what? That moon energy is carrying on, carrying right on, at least like a week, especially since it's an eclipse. So, keep soaking it up, keep enjoying it. And I will now pull a moonology card for this moon. One card, please, for the collective for this Libra full moon lunar eclipse. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Okay. Oop. Oh my gosh. Holy shit. Sorry. You guys, I'm freaking out. There are how many fucking cards? There's 44 cards in this deck, and I just pulled the full moon in Libra. I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. I just pulled the full moon in Libra. Sorry, I get really excited about these things because what a coincidence, right? What synchronicities. It's a picture of this beautiful moon. It's this beautiful purple moon with the scales on front. And guess what it says? A win-win outcome is forecast. So again, Libra, it's saying like just go. Your want and your fear, a win-win is going to happen. You're going to let go of that fear and you're going to get what you want. If you take that leap, if you take that plunge, you're going to get what you want. Your heart desire will start coming to fruition. Win-win. There's no loss here. Let go of the fear. Do it anyways. If not now, when? All of these messages. everything that you do towards your greater evolution, your greater expansion of consciousness, a win-win outcome is forecast for you and for your soul, for you and the person that you'll become, for you and your partnerships and your work and your success. Because guess what? When we move further into our consciousness, it not only benefits us, but humanity as a whole, because humanity as a whole is looking to expand its consciousness so we can move out of these energies of violence and hatred and greed and obsession with power and competition. We can move out of that. There's a win-win outcome forecast, y'all. So go get it. All right, everybody. I hope that was helpful. Have a beautiful full moon in Libra eclipse. Bye. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.